I just feel time flies. Now, this year already 7 months passed. Probably I'm really getting old. Time becomes so fast. I still remember our first corporate meeting here. Seems just yesterday, just last month. But, you know, I will just first echo Brother David's his sharing. Why, you know, we want to announce this right now. Majority of these events are on the late of this month. But we need all the saints to pray, to prepare ourselves. The Lord put us around this campus. That's His commission for us to gain the material from the campers for His purpose. So let's all pray and all also prepare ourselves for such gospel. So guess what I want to share next? Financial report. Not yet. There's something more important. You know, this, I think you all heard, several weeks, we will have church-wide blending at KPCC, right? And the weekend of August 24th. You know, this morning the Lord really touched me. When He is on the earth, right, His earthly ministry, very often He brought His disciples up to the mountain,
right?
Left everything behind, right? The world behind, the daily routine behind, so they can go up to the mountain to receive the vision from the Lord directly. And that's very important for every follower of Jesus Christ. And I have to say, unfortunately, we didn't do that very often, you know, in church peace getaway. Do you remember when is the last time we go to the mountain or somewhere, you know, to see the vision together? 20 years ago. Well, we don't have church in peace getaway. But I think, you know, the Lord really this time lead us and give us this burden. We all need to go. This morning I look at the registration. Right now we have totally 50-some persons, adults and kids together registered. And I pray to the Lord, we not only want to double that number, we want to even triple that number. And we want every one of here, we all go.
Amen.
Every one of here. And not only just us. We still have a lot of saints not here today, right? They are all our brothers and sisters. We don't want to... some of us are on the mountain, see the vision, and blend with one another. And some of us was not there. So, you know, this is, if you ever try to register, you will see that registration form. It say, the church piece in Piscataway is what? Church-wide blending at Camp Penuel. Amen. So first of all, that's church-wide. So it's not the district-wide. It's not the small group-wide. It's not the family-wide. It's church-wide.
Amen.
It's the whole church in Piscataway. We are the church. We are all belong to this flock.
Amen.
And we are all redeemed by the Lord.
Amen.
His blood. And we need to have this feeling and burden. We want to go up. And on one hand, we can see the Lord face to face. I intentionally use not KPCC, but Camp Penuel.
Amen.
Do we know why it's Penuel?
God's face.
Yeah, it's God's face. We go there, we want to see God face to face.
Amen.
So, and we want to see God face to face, and we want to blend with all the saints.
Amen.
We pray. This time, we have a very, very genuine and blending among all the saints. I'm really happy to see so many saints here. But I have to say, very often in my prayer, I was so regret. I don't have opportunity to blend with majority of the saints in a very genuine way. Every week, no matter how we come together, how often we come together, but our time being together is so limited. But this time, we can set aside a whole weekend. We'll be there. We'll just be in with one another. Also want to give brother and sister a little bit peek, you know, what we will have during the week. When we are coordinating, I really very happy, you know, the Lord give this opportunity. We will have three so-called meeting. One of that will be a meeting we will appreciate the hymns together. I don't have time, so I cannot get into detail, but I'm so happy, yeah, about it. And we will get into the recount of our church life. The church life in New Jersey, the church life in Piscataway, and maybe the church life of yours and mine. We can recount it together. And that will really, I believe, will warm up our heart for the Lord again. And we will have another one. You know, we will pursue the Word of God together.
Amen.
And besides that, the whole Saturday afternoon, we will have different kind of activity we can do together. And not only that, after we left the camp, right, after the lunchtime, we will also find some places nearby we can continue to blend. Maybe in an orchard nearby, maybe some attraction. But the key is when we are together, no matter what we do, we will have the Lord be with us.
Amen.
So I would really, again, encourage all the saints. I know we all have different situations. We may not, it's difficult for us to go because we have some daily routine we need to take care. But just for, you know, this is not often opportunities. So let's have faith to register. If you have anything you need to take care, please fellowship us. We'll try to help you to find a way, you know, and fellowship with the camp. Maybe your consideration can be taken into account. Okay. How about we all go?
Yeah.
So, financial report. June and July. Our income, total income, $56,031.32. $56,032. And our total expense is $52. The income is $56,032, and the cost is $45.52. So in the past 2 months, we have $10,980 surplus. Praise the Lord. But you know, in the earlier months of this year, we have a lot of expense, especially fellowship with other need in the Lord's body. Our current year-to-date balance still deficit $65,870. The Lord is rich in His body. We continue to give. But again, my real burden today is we all go up to the mountain to see
Amen.
The vision.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, let's go to the mountain to see the vision.
Amen.
Actually, today we are going to use this time to share the past Chinese speaking training. There was a 9-day training, very rich, total 32 messages. First part was in Cerritos, California, and the second part was in KPCC. And I truly feel that this time the Lord has really, you know, spoken to us. Not in a way of, the brothers speaking in many occasions. This is not a time to stir up a movement, like a shepherding movement or some outward activities. This is really to let the Lord to touch us deep in our heart. I would just start with just give the saints a general overview. The whole message, training actually includes 4 series of messages. So each series, there were 8 messages, right, for both parts. And so a total of 32. So the first series is talking about, forgive me if I translate it wrong because I'm translating on the fly from Chinese to English. It's talking about the 4 important aspects of the God's economy. And second series is on the practice and work of shepherding. And the third is we be a proper person, being a vital person before the Lord. And then the last series is the vision and commission of shepherding.
Amen.
Amen. So I'll focus on the 4th series. Brother Minoru Ching was the one that gave messages in this series. So the title of this training is called Shepherding According to God. We probably have heard this many times, right? There's a strict scriptural reference for this. 1 Peter 5:2 says, Peter says, shepherd the flock of God among you, overseeing not under compulsion, but willingly, according to God. So you see, shepherd the flock of God according to God. So this is what is the basis for the title. And then brothers actually brought us into the examples in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Actually, yesterday I did a search on shepherding. So many books, pretty much, I would say, I didn't do the whole count, but shepherding appears pretty much every book, you know, of the Old Testament and the New Testament. And in the Old Testament, I'll just read some of the verses, verses that brothers and sisters are very familiar in terms of shepherding. In Genesis 48, when Jacob, right, during his senior age, when he actually saw reunited with Jacob, he was Joseph, and he was blessed Joseph, right? And then when he was blessing him, he mentioned that the God who has shepherded me all my life to this day. So this was his testimony, right? Before Joseph, when he talks to someone, you know, the first thing you talk to someone is something very important, something that touches you the most. And Jacob, you know, touches most by the shepherding of God, right? We all know that Jacob was a supplanter. He just tried to, you know, get whatever he can, right? from his brother, the name of the firstborn, right, from his uncle, whatever, you know, so many things. He was the supplanter. But God transformed him from a supplanter to to a one that gives blessing. Right? He gave blessing to his children, gave blessing even to the Pharaoh. He was really, you can say he was the acting God, right? Who can be the one give blessing? Only God can give the blessing. But in his position, even though he was just a shepherd, but he was even gave a blessing to Pharaoh, right? Who was, you know, the very high position at that time. And then also, Psalm 23, right? We're very familiar with the verses. And David said, Jehovah is my shepherd, I will lack nothing. And then continues with many aspects of how Jehovah, God, really shepherded him, right? Even in his, before his adversaries, he laid out a table for him, laid out a feast for him. So we, yeah, and also in Isaiah 40:11 said, he will feed his flock. He means God in Christ. He will feed his flock as a shepherd. In his arm, he will gather the lambs. In his bosom, he will carry them. He will lead those who are nursing the young. So here we see God just so tenderly, right, care for his sheep. All his children are his sheep. And actually also brothers brought us to Ezekiel 34, which is a chapter that talks not only the positive aspects of shepherding, but also the negative aspects. Meaning those ones who were appointed by God as shepherds, right? Those priests, right? The scribes, the one who knows God's word, but they don't care for God's sheep. They only feed themselves. So God says, I'll read this verses to you. So God appeared to Ezekiel, says, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, to the shepherds, thus says the Lord of Jehovah, Lord Jehovah, woe to the shepherds of Israel who feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat and you clothe yourself with the wool. You slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the sheep. So it went on. You know, at that time, yeah, the Lord is... he says, 34:6 says, my sheep wander through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Indeed, my sheep were scattered over all the surface of the earth. Not even one searched for or sought after them. You see these shepherds. The Lord was really speaking against them. So, and then 34:11. For thus says the Lord Jehovah, I myself, even I, will search for my sheep and seek them out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Even though these those shepherds appointed by God in the Old Testament, they failed. They were unfaithful to God. But God has given us promise. He will seek us out by himself. And we know, right, the New Testament, the Lord, indeed, he became the flesh. Right, he tabernacled among us, and he came to shepherd us. Right, he said he's the good shepherd, and good shepherd laid down his life for us, and he came to give us life. Right, ever so abundantly. This is the Lord Jesus. This is the God has not forsaken his promise. Right, he even this promise has because of his promise. Actually, this promise is not just to the Israelites. Right, this is a promise to all that he has created. Right, to all of us. So this is such a blessing for the shepherding. But then the Lord does not just stop there, right? He also commissioned his disciples to shepherd his sheep. Right? We are very familiar with the paragraph of John 21, right? When Peter denied the Lord three times after his resurrection, I believe Peter was still down, and he brought his brothers out for fishing, right? He's, you know, in a sense, he kind of not sure what to do at that time. He was also very, very disappointed by all of his of himself. But the Lord appeared to him, and the Lord actually shepherded him. But during his shepherding, the Lord did one thing: is to really stir up his love toward the Lord. Right? We're all familiar with the three questions the Lord asked. Do you love me? Right? Lord asked him, do you love me? Three times. And followed by the three commissions, right? Feed my lamb. Shepherd my sheep. Right? Shepherd my lamb. Amen. So this is actually also a commission to us. You see that Peter was really shepherded by him, and he was so impressed, right? So from Peter's writing in the First Peter, Peter says, actually this was the verse I just read, right? Shepherd the flock of God according to God. And not only Peter, right? We know that Peter even martyred, right? Got martyred himself being the shepherd of the Lord. And then same thing with Paul, right? Paul was also, he was the one actually persecuting God's sheep, right? But then he was really called by God. He made a turn, right? When he went to Damascus, you know, when he see the strong light from the heavens. And then he saw the body of Christ. And he was the one that really poured himself out, right? He said he's willing to spend all that he has for the church, right? In Acts 20, this is probably during his speaking, he brought out these verses in Acts 20, when Paul was speaking he was on his way to Jerusalem, right? And he knew that he will be, put into bondage, right? But then before he actually passed through Ephesus, and he actually worked there, right? He shepherded the churches there for 3 years, and often in tears, right? And admonishing them, he would really pour himself out, you know, for the church. And he's really the example, or say the pattern. He had the compassion of Christ when he takes care of his church. So I just read a few verses here. So as he was speaking to the elders in Ephesus, he said, take heed to yourselves, right? This is Acts 28, verse 28 to 30. He said, take heed to yourself and to all the flock among whom the Holy Spirit has placed you as overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he obtained through his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore watch, remembering that for 3 years, night and day, I did not cease admonishing one another with tears. So, and just so many, right? When Paul wrote to Timothy, we see this. He poured his heart out, right, for the ones, his co-workers, the elders, and the shepherds. Take care of the flock of God. Amen. Oh Lord Jesus, may this really touch us, right? Amen. So, brother gave us a definition. What is shepherding according to God? The shepherding according to God, actually, there are four aspects. This is from the revelation, from the scriptures. First is according to God's attributes. Amen. Right, second is God's heart's desire. And the third is God's way. And the last one is God's glory. I just expanded a little bit. God's nature. What is God's nature? We usually say in four words, right? Love, light, holiness, and righteousness. Yeah. So this needs to be when we're shepherding, you know, when we have a heart to shepherd, when we want, you know, shepherd others, we need to, according to these four attributes of God, right? Whether we are imparting light, right? Whether our shepherd is full of love, light, right, holiness, and righteousness. I think I'll speak so fast if I just speak Chinese. I want some. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. And we need to really, God's heart's desire. His heart is for his sheep to really, you know, really bring them unto maturity, to build them up as the body of Christ for his expression, right? And take his way, not our way, right? God has His own way, right? God, you know, when He was on the mountains, when He was speaking to the Israelites, He was saying, you know, Moses knows my way, but Israelites only knows my axe, right? Is that the word?
Axe,
right? Yeah, only knows my axe. So we really need to be the ones that know God's way. And this is also for God's glory, right? You know, not for anything else, not for our feeling, good feeling or you know, anything else. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. So, yeah, I think I'll just wrap up very quickly. So, at the end, you know, even though, you know, all those verses we talked about seem like all speaking to the ones that the God has appointed as, you know, that even in the New Testament as elders, but the last message last year we watched last week, right, actually speaks about every one of us is actually a shepherd. Right? Actually, in 1 Peter, we see that the God actually called us, right, to be a royal priesthood. So all of us, you know, none of us is actually, right, and not a priest. All of us is actually a priest. So we need to really pick up the burden and shepherd each other. Actually, in the church life, right? And you know, brother also help us to correct our, I think this time is actually imparting the life. Also, it's really wanted to correct our concept. It is really not an outward kind of activity, right? Sometimes when we think about shepherds, like, okay, I'll call someone, I'll visit someone, I'll invite them to dinner. Yeah, this is all needed. But first, we really need to come to the Lord, right? Be filled with His compassion, His love, right, towards others. And then we seek, what is the God's way for this brother and sister? How do I approach him, right? You know, brothers also brought out some examples, like, you know, if we visiting others may not be easy. If you say something, you know, not supposed to say, right, not what the Lord wants you to say, you could actually stumble someone, right? Even somebody, when we say hi, seeing some saints haven't been meeting, oh, I haven't seen you for a long time. Okay, that could be not something that's very positive feeling, right? So anyways, there are so many. So we need to be really, you know, learn, right? To be a, so actually I would probably just stop here. I think also this week's message is also very close to, because we need to grow up, right? Not, the shepherding is not someone that, and then we feel like, okay, I cannot shepherd now. Even the young one, right, can shepherd. The Lord just says, sometimes we don't know where to put our flocks, right? And the Lord will, right, in the Song of Songs, it says, go forth on the footsteps of the flock and pasture your young goats by the shepherd's tents. Right, we just need to follow, right, a lot of times. Amen. So we need to learn to follow, and then as our life, you know, with the Lord, as we grow in life, we progress, you know, and then we will work with the Lord, right? In the morning, we work with the Lord, and then we go out to the garden, right? So yeah, praise the Lord. Amen. I will just stop here. Amen. Actually, the whole series of message, I really recommend brothers and sisters to watch and listen. I think it's available in both languages. It's on the website called NA-CSW, North America Chinese Speaking Work .org. Right, it's all 32 messages are there.
Amen.
Amen. May the Lord bless us.
Can I invite the saints to pray with me?
Amen.
This is a matter, not just our movement, matter start with our shepherding, our cooperation with the Lord inwardly. So, can you pray after me? Amen.
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 Lord Jesus, I love you.
Lord Jesus, I love you.
Lord, shepherd me.
Lord, shepherd me.
I can shepherd your sheep.
I can shepherd your sheep.
I can feed your sheep.
I can feed your sheep.
I want all, lead me to shepherd according to you.
Lead me to shepherd according to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Actually, I want to really, I am very, very, appreciate the whole message in this thick book. It's a 32 message, very rich and very, very balanced. We are not talking about shepherding. We are also talking about the goal of our shepherding. This is very, very crucial. We said, the Lord says, shepherd my sheep. I was touched by the word, my sheep. The goal of shepherding is not so that we can get some people in my pocket. The sheep are the Lord's sheep.
Amen.
Not our sheep. Right. So our shepherding, there is a definite goal. It's for the Lord. Whatever we do, whatever we serve, is for the Lord, for His New Testament economy. So therefore, there is a series in this training. The series English title is The Four Level Meaning of God's New Testament Economy. The Four Level Meaning of God's New Testament Economy. All of these is sharing with us all these four level meaning in the New Testament economy is our controlling vision. While we are serving, while we are shepherding, while we are laboring for the Lord, we cannot separate ourselves from these four level. What are these four level? Can you repeat after me? The first level, the teaching of the apostles. The teaching of the apostle. Second level, the ministry of the New Testament. The ministry of the New Testament. The third level, the body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The fourth level, the last level, the churches of God.
The churches of God.
Since we need to see all of these four levels is for the oneness of God. Brother Lee actually released this fellowship in year 1988, which is during the peak of a turmoil. In 1987 to 1989, there is a big turmoil. And during the peak of this turmoil, Brother Lee fellowship this. The four level of the New Testament economy. We need to see there is one teaching, which is the apostles' teaching. Paul charged Timothy, let others not to teach different things. What can we teach? God's economy, not different genealogy. And then from that time till the end of the first century, there are so many other teaching developed. There are teaching of Balaam. There are teaching of what? Nicolaitan. And look at today. How many teaching? If we are being departed from the healthy teaching of the apostle, there will not be the one source and bring in the one body. So what is our source in our shepherding? This is very important. The apostles' teaching is actually the constitution, the one thing that keeps us in the goal. And secondly, we need to have the ministry of the New Testament. I'll just share very short. The ministry, the right ministry of the New Testament is the right service itself, the right work of the shepherding. And the right proper ministry of the Lord, there is a clear outcome. When this is brothers sharing, when we are in the right ministry, in the ministry, in today's ministry, the outcome will be the love. The more we are under this ministry, the more we sense we love the Lord. This ministry doesn't give us anything else. Show us the appreciation for the Lord Himself. Lead us to Himself. And then third is the body of Christ. We need to see there is one body. Our service is not for ourselves. Our service is to build up the body of Christ. Our shepherding is not for myself, my need, my group. Our shepherding, there is a definite purpose one purpose is one body. And this one body needs to be realized in the one church, in the local church. So we have these four level: is one teaching, one ministry, one body, and one church. May the Lord really get us to see this, that our service, our shepherding will be controlled so that the Lord can get us to really shepherd according to Him. And now we open the time for the saints, whoever are in this training, either online or on site, please, you can stand up to share what you are impressed with. Maybe we start with 3 minutes each. Amen. May the Lord get us.
Praise the Lord. So I think the Lord really speaks a word of conviction to me through the meeting, through the training. I'm also very much touched by the series of shepherding spoken by Brother Maneuver Chen. Actually, on the way toward the mountain, I was murmuring inside myself, and I was talking to the Lord, why this subject again? And also, I also have a lot of questions like, who am I supposed to shepherd? Because you see, this sister, she's no longer reading. That sister, she's not responding to my message. So what should I shepherd? Who am I supposed to shepherd? And then I was carrying a lot of these questions and murmuring in myself, and I was sitting in a meeting. I can literally sense the Lord is talking to me very specifically through our brother. So he actually mentioned, brother just talked about that, shepherding is not an outward movement, but inward proactive, like cooperation and initiation. And also, brother said, look at people surrounding you, on your front, on your back, on your left, on your right, where there are people, there are flock. So my question is, I was asking the Lord, where is my sheep? No, my sheep, which is not correct. Actually, the Lord says, the sheep are everywhere around us. So he actually charged us to take care of at least 1 or 2, 3 to 5, lambs around us that we can take care on a daily basis. So I was really convicted, and I actually challenged the Lord to tell me who am I supposed to shepherd, but the Lord in the meeting, he said everyone can be a lamb, because the love is the love that the Lord loves us is without discrimination. So this really brings us forward, like progressing towards the motive of this shepherd, which is love. And also, brother, in the meetings, he mentioned a lot of times the book, The Vital Groups, and chapter 8, he went through the 16 crucial matters on love. So the chapter, the title of the chapter is Love Prevails, and there are 16 points in the chapter. The one that touched me the most is the one that without discrimination. So in the Old Testament, the Lord said, he causes the sun to shine upon the evil and the good, and also send the rains to those who are just and unjust. So his love is without discrimination, even when we were yet enemies. And then now we are looking at the saints around us, and that is me. I am making a lot of judgment secretly, so I was really exposed by this meeting. Our love should not be with discrimination or with our preferences, our purposes, our interests. No, don't pick the lamb. Don't pick the fatter ones from the thinner ones, or those who are more receptive, those who are nicer. No, this is not about personality. It's not social. We just take all them being, like, as much as we can according to how much we receive from the triune God's shepherding of ourselves, and then we can overflow what we received from this source. And also, there are a few small points brother mentioned in the meeting. For instance, in the 1980s in Taiwan, Brother Lee, he actually said, even we spent 3 years to recover just one saint, the time is worthwhile. And even the saints who only attend church meeting once every year, we should regard these saints as good brother and good sister. So all of these small mentioning, they are really shining to me in the meeting, and I really go to the Lord and really confess that we shouldn't be picking, and we just, you know, be broadened. Our heart needs to be broadened and take initiation to shepherd according to his desire, his heart's desire.
Amen.
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 Praise to the Lord.
Yeah. Father.
感谢主，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。感谢主，讲到按照神的牧养，说实在的，不是我们去牧养什么，不过是成全耶和华是我的牧者，我们不过是成全神的牧养。 按照神的牧养，乃至是成全他的牧养，因为不管是老羊小羊，都是他的羊，都要被他，都在他的牧养里，一同被他牧养。在西岸的最后，我听到的最后一篇信息是陈池弟兄交通一篇信息，让我真正的知道，原来教会生活就是牧养的生活。
就是牧养的生活，然后呢，没想到到了东岸的第一篇信息，李荣辉弟兄的时候，就着照着这个负担，开启了东岸的训练的16篇信息。感谢主，主耶稣在第十字架之前已经向着门徒说了很多的话，只是呢，门徒那时听不懂，因为他还没有接受那里。 等到主复活了，还没升天，有40天跟门徒在一起，说的是什么？就是把经上指着他的话都说给他们的听，这是开始的使徒的教训。然后这门徒们呢，就到了耶路撒冷10天之久祷告，不是在那里说什么，就是呢在那里祷告。 被这个教训所构成，到最后到行传2章，彼得就把这样的使徒教训说出来后，3000人得救，就开始了地上的第一个教会的一个地上教会的教会生活。然后呢，那个教会是什么？按照使徒的教训和交通。 按照使徒的教训和交通来过他们的开始的世界上的第一个的教会生活。感谢主，我们今天也同样的是在这一个教训里，在这一个教训里，而这个叫什么教训呢？就是指的以新约经纶为内容，让基督。 在他自己的牧养里，把他自己亲自分赐给我们，在我们里面的运行，在我们里面牧养，然后叫我们里面不断的生命长大。所以呢，我们呢，也就是呢，都是呢来到这个教训面前，每天在我们的生活，我们的所谓的基督徒生活。 就是呢，每天到他面前吃他喝他，经历他享受他，然后呢被他构成，来到教会里面，他弟兄姊妹来在一起的时候呢，是吧？我们就呢讲说这样的教训，因为教会，教会的内容和实际全是基督。 全是对基督那个属官的经历和享受，所以我们来在一起，我们就是在那里说使徒的教训。当我们在这样说的时候，我们就是在使徒的教训和交通里。我们在这个教训和交通里，我们就是什么身体上的活肢体，我们就是新约的好执事，按时分粮。按时分粮。 然后呢，我们在这里，然后呢，一个接一个，一个听到接着使徒教训，从它里面涌出活水的江河来彰显基督那个生命的交通，这个交通就一个接一个在众弟兄姊妹的里面，这个就是从宝座上流下来一道的活水，在金金街上。 就是在金金的街上，
时间到了，
好，感谢主，好，马上30秒，然后呢，我们就在这里呢， 我们也就成了新约的好执事，好的新约的执事呢，在新约执事里呢，就刚 David 那种交通的啊，一个执事以后就啊，在那里活出基督身体的实际，好、啊，再一个实际呢，就显明在肉我们的肉身上，基督在我们就神在我们肉身上的显现啊，这个就是啊，活出新耶路撒冷，做出新耶路撒冷，哈利路亚！我们天天在这里过教会生活。
I'm going to summarize his sharing and probably I'm going to share a little bit. Amen. And actually, summarize is church life is shepherding life. Amen. In church life, we shepherd each other. So everyone is a sheep and everyone is a shepherd. We shepherd each other.And our brother just shared, we needed to consistently uphold the apostles' teaching. So apostles' teaching is the content for us to shepherd each other. And because when our Lord he resurrected, right, and he come down, he stayed with all the apostles for 40 days, and they to shepherd them, and also for the old apostles, they in the church life, the start of the church life, they pray for 10 days, and then the Spirit come, and the church life starts there. And our brother Peter, he gave a message, and there are 5,000 people baptized, right? And so the church life starts.That means we all needed to fully open and to this apostles' teaching daily. So daily we needed to enter into the riches of the ministry and to receive the supply of the ministry. We enjoy the word and we are saturated with his word and then we are able to share with others. So when we come together, we share this word each other.So we are shepherding each other in our meeting, and it's okay, right? I'm really convicted by this training. You know, we know our ministry, this ministry, but we are not so, our appetite is not so good. So we need to have a,appetite for this teaching, and we needed to spend more time to read the Bible, to read the ministry work, and also we needed to, because shepherd each other not only in the meeting, right? Daily, we needed to come to the word daily, and we definitely needed to have companionship. We need to shepherd one or two.For me, sisters in our group and all other groups, that we can pursue the truth together. This is our daily living. And actually, if we have this kind of practice, it's easy for us to know our companions' need, because we have contact, we have a connection for daily connection. So if something happened to that person,We know what we need. We need to pray for that person. We need to get shepherd from our Lord. Then we know how to shepherd that person. I think we needed to spend more time on the word and also happily connected to all the church members, and not all the church members, one or two, three church members in the church on the daily basis. Amen.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord for the speaking in the past Chinese speaking conference. It's such a rich speaking in the Lord. And the burden, the main burden of this training,is shepherding according to God.
Amen.
And I was so touched by the entire fourth series, but the one I enjoy the most is the second series, message number 3. In this message, serving brothers show us the 15 practical aspects of how to shepherd brothers and sisters, even gospel friends in our church life. And I was so touched because in this message, there are quite practical ways of how to shepherd our brothers and sisters. With this, I was quite impressed and received the burden that the shepherding is one of the most important mission that God had entrusted each and every one of us. Brothers and sisters, remember in the Gospel of John, at the very end of this book, our Lord entrusts Apostle Peter, if you love the Lord, please shepherd the little sheep. And I, brothers and sisters, I received the burden quite numbers of years ago. But brothers and sisters, I want to share with you, 5.5 years ago, I was sent to work in a place out of state. So that 70% of my time is out of state in Vermont, and only 30% of time in New Jersey. Satan told me, if you dare to do shepherding, I want to show you how I can beat you black and blue and beat you to death. I was really scared by Satan's word. But after quite some prayers, I replied, yes, you're so capable, so be it, and do it, and see how I can survive.
Amen.
After I went to work in Vermont, COVID began to prevail immediately. And there were a lot of challenges to shepherd. However, I was still able to have vital connections with one couple and three brothers. Some of them are in the same time zone with us. Some of them are in different time zones. However, in the past 5.5 years, I still have vital and living connection with them. And this is what I learned. The first thing is, do not rush. The second thing is, be diligent and accommodating. The third thing is, no politics, but pure 100% to our brothers and sisters. Always supplying life to them. Forbearance and be diligence and persistence all the times. Always pray for those brothers and sisters. Apostle Paul, always be humble and pray in tears and shepherd the flocks household by household. Brothers and sisters, let's pick up the heart of God and continue to shepherd mutually.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. So I just quickly fellowship. I'm especially talk about how to shepherd the second generation. So having said that, I think my first position is shepherding is a mutual shepherding. So, you know, I grew up in China and they grew up in the U.S. So our origin was quite different. Even though I say, I can say 100% love you, but we are so limited. When we say that, like, actually we cannot do that. Okay. So now the second point of my shared follow our brother, the shepherding should be vital. So in other words, if we say something to the other person, second generation, if they are already quiet, they don't want to say anymore, guess what? We should not stop. We should turn to the Lord. We cannot say, hey, you know, you don't want to listen, but I have to tell you something. That's not the way. The shepherding is vital. If we do it right, they're going to have something vital to you. And we need to maintain that vital.
Amen.
And pray, our brother also say, always pray. It's just saying, the first we start to pray saying, we cannot do anything. The ultimate shepherd is from God. We look at ourselves. The biggest change in ourselves happened to what? Is it because our father told me something? No, not to me. The biggest shepherding to me is from God. The God used the environment. The God used of the people around us, the environment, to shepherd us. So we need to pray. We have to hope, we have to pray, and we just assist the God. And we believe, by God's shepherding, all our second generation will come to God in a hope. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, yeah, I want to do some sharing, like, on Psalm 73, you know, like, Jehovah is our shepherd, and particularly on the verse 3, it says, He restores my soul, He guides me on the path of righteousness for His name's sake. So here, like, I think it points out the, like, the reason that God wants to shepherd us, or like to save us is for His name's sake. So if we wanted to have a like right way for shepherding other brothers or sisters, it's very important that we first have a fellowship with the Lord and let Jesus shepherd us, because like the love comes from God, and in our shepherding there is like no right motivations, or we don't have the love from God, the shepherding couldn't continue for too long. So we wanted to really let the Lord do the work in us, that we can spread His God's heart to other brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
For the series number 4, Brother Minoru has a very much deep burden for this training, and he was mentioning about his burden from the Lord is everyone during the training these days, we must seek how can we meet the Lord and meet with Him face to face and be met by Him. Everyone, no. Whoever had ever met by the Lord is a calling from God. And God prepared us ahead of time. When it's time and the right mood, right environment, the Lord come to meet us. And so we can be met by Him, be found by Him. What does this being met by the Lord mean? First, light, life, and love. These three matters is experienced by every single saint, whoever have this experience. And Brother Minoru Chen also gave his testimonies how he met the Lord and what are the five verses, not only five verses from the Bible, who brought him to this shepherding vision and brought him, went through the consecration and giving him to the Lord how to shepherd the flocks from the Lord. He said, once we meet this God, we are met by Him, the light comes to us, will show us how shall we shepherd according to God. And a consecration will follow by this. A person who is consecrated is a person who is released from bondage, who is free and free for the Lord to use him. This meeting or met by the Lord, it may be one time, not forever, but also continually. This is our life, our living. So let us all be met by the Lord during these days, so we will see how the Lord will guide us and shepherd us and lead us how to live a life of shepherding with one another according to His heart's desire, according to the Jesus Christ. He's the seeking spirit, and it's every single detail how He nourishes and shepherds us in our daily living in reality. Amen. And there are a couple of books, testimony even from Brother Lee. In his last days, he had a meeting with his whole family for 2 days in 1996. So he shared his own life journey with his beloved family members, which is very encouraging. It's in the book of in the ministry book, the collections. You can go and read it, and very encouraging. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What's the title, sister?
Title.
What's the title of the book, sister?
Title of the book.
Title of the book.
Title of the book is that's in 1996, the ministry book. Oh Lord, it's just Brother Lee's biography, you know, by himself. He has a family, you know, a time with his whole family for 2 days. Yeah. I can share this
in the four.
Collected
volume four. Collected
volume four.
Collected
volume
four.
Volume
four. Volume four.
Volume four. Volume four.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, our Lord is the Lamb of God.
Yes.
That means He is a sheep. And we receive Him, we also become sheep. This life of sheep is in us. But our Lord is also a shepherd.
Right.
In other words, when we receive His life, we're not only a sheep, we're also a shepherd. Amen. The life of shepherd is in us. Every life, you know, when He's was born, their life would want to grow into maturity. And then, right, you know, every children, if you ask him, he or she will, you know, say he want to grow, right? He want to be become a mature. He want to become a grown up. When we grown up, maybe we don't want to get older, but every life want to grow into maturity.
Amen.
So if not, we will have groaning in us. Do you have groaning? I believe I have a lot of groaning. I grow because my life is not mature. And not growing, my life not mature. I also grown my function not up to I supposed to have. Right, we need to shepherd one another, but we fail so often. As our sister shared, her testimony is often my testimony. I was so much frustration. You know, I have this burden to shepherd others, but seems not much successful, right? And but I think this training really a revelation to me. You know, we need to shepherd according to God. And shepherding is not something of our activity. It's more of our person. If we don't mature to that degree, it's hard for us to shepherd according to God. So I will just very brief. I just feel, you know, we all need to be encouraged. We want to progress. We want to grow more in our life and in our function. So we can function as a shepherd, just as our Lord is. And this really match what we are reading this week, right? This Song of Songs. The lover of Christ, she went through a process, right? First, she drawn by the Lord and drawn to be live in the chambers, the mingled spirit, and she will pursue the Lord, and all will run after the Lord. But not only that, you know, this love. The experience of love need to continue our whole Christian life. We need to continue on, be one with the Lord's cross and His resurrection and His ascension. And then we can also one with secret life in within the veil that we can, you know, really fully one with him, become his overcomer. And we will see, then we will work, we will become his co-worker, right, to shepherd his flock and to labor in the garden, to be joyful together with him. And we will, you know, really hasten and hope for his appearing. So we need to have this vision, and we need to have this kind of desire. We want to grow. The more we grow, the more we are able to be a proper shepherd, that shepherd according to God. I hope this really not just our movement. We are sharing here to just try to stir up brothers and sisters, desire to shepherd brothers and sisters. This desire actually has been in us since we were reborn. We just need to continue to be one with him. This shepherding is not easy, right? Even we need to experience much of the work of the cross that deny ourselves. Without this experience, you know, we can only stumble others. This past Lord's Friday, we are entering into Matthew 18. Actually, that's a book that's a chapter very much about shepherding. Maybe you can to read again. But the beginning of the chapter, you see the disciples, they are asking the Lord. They were asking the Lord, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? In other words, we are all nature person. In our nature life, we only concern ourselves. We don't concern we are greatest or we are less. But the Lord, although, you know, amongst these so nature person, he revealed to them his heart desire is to seek out those, the lost ones, to bring them back to his flock. So let's not take this as movement our. Let's really take care in our life, in our daily living, so we can really duplicate the Lord's heart desire, his inward power, his love in us, so we have really mutual shepherding in his church.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just like Brother Kyle's share, right, we are in a series of running the race. Our Christian our Christian life is a race. So when we have a race, we need to have a vision, have a target. So we don't want our, you know, labor, our running in vain, right? So all get the warning. So that's why we have a vision. Our vision is here, is to build the body of Christ. So according to Ephesians 4:16, the body builds itself up in love by the joining and the knitting together of the joint of rich supply, and according to the operation, according to the measure of each one part. So actually, everyone builds up the body of Christ. So this week, so we receive the burden from the training. The shepherding that builds up the body of Christ is the mutual shepherding. So as brother and sister mentioned, right, all the believers, we all need to have a, you know, shepherding, regardless of the spiritual stages you are in. So one, when we need to be shepherded by our Christ, and we also need to be one with him, to be the shepherding, to be the shepherd. So we all are the sheep, and we all are shepherds.
no matter how old you are or how young you are, the older you're getting, the more shepherding you will need. But we are not here to promote any kind of movement or any kind of methodology or the way of doing things, right? So Brother Mino, in the last roasting speaking, he said that we need to pay attention to the life more than work.
Amen.
Yeah. Of course, we pay attention to truth. Truth and the life are two legs. But as long as the work is concerned, we need to pay more attention to work, to life than to work. We shouldn't be driven by work. Okay? Because what we care about, you know, is what the Lord wants on this earth. He wants to gain a testimony today on this earth, an expression. So the testimony has two parts, has two aspects. One is the inward, and the other one is outward. The outward testimony is foreseeable, and the inward is unseeable, but we can feel it. So outward is the manifestation of the inward. So inward testimony, so we need both testimony, the inward and outward. But the inward testimony has an emphasis, the nature and the content, the reality and the constitution. So we need both testimony. So if we only care about the outward testimony without the inward, then we are in vain. Yeah, so that's the warning to us.
Amen.
Just like in the Vital Group chapter 8, love prevails. Brother Lee talked about the shepherding, preaching gospel or whatever. If we do all these things without love, we are doing things meaningless. It's empty. So if we, you know, speak about the truth without the flowing of life, our speaking of the truth may be just purely doctrine. So we all need to pay attention, more attention to life. So especially brothers has a burden. The lost recovery must have that content or must have that nature. The nature has to be protected. So if we lose that nature, we have departed from the central ring of the lost recovery. So for this reason, we often have a comparison of the Great Babylon and the New Jerusalem. The characteristic of the Babylon is huge, but the New Jerusalem is new and holy. And this is the God Himself. Amen. So we must pay attention more to life than work for our services, all the things we do for the Lord. So this morning we talk about the shepherding according to God. Brother Minjin mentioned the shepherding according to God. First is according to God's nature. Second is according to God's heart desire. And third is according to the way, the God's way. And the last is according to the God's glory. All these four aspects are all out of life. It's a matter of life.
Amen.
Amen. So here we brother especially mentioned, if we have life, then we have a work. If we have a vitality, we will shepherd people and gain people for the Lord's church to have an increase. So we have to pay attention to life. The Lord said, you know, He came for us to have life. And also that's the way for us to receive His life. And the Lord, you know, how Lord live because of the Father, we also live because of Christ, because of Him. So Christ is our life, and our action is a matter of life. Our living should be of this life. So, brothers and sisters, we should set our mind on this life. We should do things according to the Spirit, that is according to the life. So when we're talking about the shepherding basically means we're taking tender care that we will cherish all the needs. Also, we have to do nourish. Nourish is to dispense God's life into all the saints. So here, you know, when we do shepherding, we need to have life. So we ask ourselves, how much life we have experienced of Christ, you know, right? Are we daily living this life? So whenever we want to, we just want to have a living. So daily when we turn to the Lord, we touch the Lord, we contact the Lord, draw near to the Lord, we need to have a sense of life. Yeah, we need to have an anointing of the Spirit. So brother especially mentioned when we do the shepherding, we need to have the ministry, the words. So that's why in the Psalm says, you know, he anticipated the dawn and cried out, and he had hope in the word. So every morning we need to come to the word to contact the Lord himself. Amen. This is, you know, we're especially touched. We're just much lacking of the touch the Lord. We may do a lot of things, but we really need to touch the Lord himself. He is our life. Whenever we touch him, we will be enlivened. We will have a vitality. Then we can have a shepherding. All these aspects basically means we need to turn to our spirit. Amen. Daily we need to experience him as life. And we need to enter into this ministry. So shepherding according to God is according to God himself. Amen. So we need to have God reconstituted into us so we can do the shepherding work according to God. May Lord really, you know, speak to all of us, since we all love him. And according to John 21, the Lord asked Peter, do you love me? He said, love him, and they feed my lamb, and also love him, and they shepherd my flock, shepherd my sheep, and then last, feed my sheep. So we're all a part of this, because we all love the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I was very touched by all the speaking. So I was not in this. I was not in this training, but I just. But the speaking this morning was very, very. Very wonderful and very enlivening and enlightening. So I'd just like to add a short, something short. So we, in the speaking this morning, we had some terms. One term was the teaching of the apostles.
Right.
Another term was the ministry of the New Testament.
Amen.
So I'd just like to use these two terms to sort of summarize what was shared this morning in a short testimony. So I'll do my testimony first. So my experience is that we need to go. We need to actively decide to contact people
Amen.
So that we can shepherd. But then we also need something on the other side. If we just go, it's just outward.
Right.
We need to have something more inward.
Amen.
So the and I'll use 2 Corinthians is a book on the ministers of the New Testament and the ministry of the New Testament. So 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, beholding and reflecting. So this is our time in the morning and through the day. We need to be those in the Word, exercising our spirit, praying, contacting the Lord.
Amen.
Beholding and reflecting.
Right.
So we need the Word of God. This is the teaching of the apostles.
Right.
The teaching of Acts 2:42 says, they continued steadfastly in the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles.
Amen.
So both the teaching and the fellowship, and also the fellowship is of the apostles. And this comes to us because we heard that, let me just start this way, the teaching of the apostles is the contents It's not something we don't know. It's something we do know. It's the contents of the New Testament.
Amen.
So you ask, okay, what's the teaching of the apostles? Just open your Bible and turn to the New Testament.
Right.
So mainly there are three apostles that wrote the New Testament. Peter, Paul, John. So if you consider, they wrote almost all of the books of the New Testament. So the teaching of the apostles is primarily what Peter, Paul, John spoke and wrote. Now, the teaching of the apostles is just the content of the New Testament. So you just open the New Testament and you're in the teaching of the apostles. But there's something intrinsic in the teaching of the apostles. This is the economy of God.
Amen.
So where can we find out about the economy of God? Only in one place. In the teaching of the apostles.
Right.
That's why we need to be in the Word of God.
Amen.
In the ministry. We need to be, really, in my experience, we need to be pray reading the verses and even the phrases of the ministry. So that the language of, that God's language gets into us. And then it can also, 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, beholding and reflecting. The very next verse is 2 Corinthians 4:1. It says, having this ministry.
Right.
Having this ministry. So we have we're the ministers of the New Testament. And we have this ministry, the ministry of the New Testament, which is the service of the church, really. We have this by beholding and reflecting.
Amen.
We behold, we reflect, and we have the ministry. We're the ministers. We become the ministers. We become transformed. And we have light. We're full of light. Light straightens us out. Light straightens us out. Life gives us the energy to function and to live and to serve. But then we need love. So love, we can say, love just softens us. Love softens us, right? You start being filled with life and light and love, all of a sudden you just kind of like, you melt. You really melt. So in our shepherding of one another, we need life, we need light, we need love to become. And we do this by beholding and reflecting. And then we become the ministers. We're softened up. We're straightened out. And we're enlivened to function. So, anyway, that's just... So my experience is, when I'm beholding and reflecting, especially when I'm contacting someone, I'm softened. I'm not so hard. I'm not so crooked. And I'm not so dull and dumb. I really become a living, functioning member of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Able and sensitive and soft to stop when I need to stop and to say something when I need to say something so I can seize the opportunity. Anyway, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for speaking today.
Amen.
Oh, give us the hearts to shepherd.
Amen.
Put us into this New Testament ministry.
Amen.
The teaching of the apostle.
Amen.
Oh, praise to the Lord.
Amen.
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 Yes, Lord, praise you for your speaking.
Amen.
Shepherding should be our living.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, and daily when you should experience you.
Amen.
Enliven first.
Amen.
To get the shepherd first by you.
Amen.
The shepherding work cooperate with you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, to gain all of us.
Amen.
So the shepherding will be mutual shepherding.
Amen.
To lift up the body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. That we praise you.
Amen.
Thank you. You are our great shepherd.
Amen.
We just want to be fully open to you.
Amen.
To be open vessels.
Amen.
Every day.
Amen.
Open to your dispensing.
Amen.
Open to your shepherding.
Amen.
And also, we open to each other.
Amen.
Mutual shepherding on our daily basis.
Amen.
Give our all the gathering to you.
Amen.
Have more shepherding and speaking in each meeting.
Shepherd one another.
Amen.
Oh Lord, according to the inward parts of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, thank you. You love us first.
Amen.
Lord, grant us a love toward others.
Amen.
Yes, to release the branding, Lord, the weekend of the 24th.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus. Oh Lord, grant us the willingness
to
go.
Amen.
Oh Lord, to brand together.
Amen.
Oh, we praise you.
Amen.
Thank you for your speaking today.
Amen.
Lord, we give you this new week.
Amen.
Every day we will behold and reflecting you.
Amen.
Live out this shepherding life among within us.
Amen.
Oh Jesus, so that you can bless your church.
Amen.
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 Jesus.
Amen.
Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Amen. We have some meal, you know, together. Oh, yeah.